People of Earth, attention! This is the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audiences.
This is the Transmissions from Atlantis Entertainment Network. Expand your wonder.
Strike your colors, you brazen winch. Does this be Brazen Winch Productions? Arr!
Hey there, folks. JC Delatorre here, creator of Continuum Force. This episode is a special Patreon-exclusive episode, and after the first couple scenes, the show will fade out, and to listen to the rest, you must be on our Patreon at patreon.com/TFA Entertainment.
Project Continuum, Senate Subcommittee Mission Log, audio version. Senators, please remember, this recording is classified top secret, Mobius, and the content should not be removed from these secure chambers. No recording devices, cell phones, or other copying devices are permitted while this audio is playing. Upon completion, please return the container of the recording to the courier. Transcripts provided are for your eyes only. Mission 220-735, Valley Forge. The following is recorded from the Continuum Base, Malmstrom Air Force Base, Montana.
Thank you both for joining me.
Of course, sir.
It's not like we had a choice.
Fair enough. In any event, with the loss of Dr. Alala and the revelations of Onric, I just wanted you both to know that we are now fully under military control. This is no longer a civilian and military co-op.
What does that mean for our non-military crew members like Ace and Eli? Plus, Buzz isn't military anymore.
That's still being worked out. Until there's a definitive answer, we're going to operate business as usual.
But we could lose them.
Yes.
Sir, it would be terribly disruptive to have a change in our ranks. Our team has a synergy. We know what we're doing now, and to introduce unknown elements could undermine our efforts to get to the bottom of the Rosicrucian threat and properly interrogate Heinrich Alala.
He's still not speaking to us?
He took the death of Osamora pretty hard.
I understand. I'm doing everything I can to keep the band together. The Continuum Force has never been its own branch of service. This project was always under the auspices of the Space Force, but now more so. With that comes a bit more oversight than we've had to deal with in the past.
Of course. Thank you, sir.
In addition to the news about who controls this little shindig of ours, I brought you both here for another reason. I think you both have performed your roles at an extremely high level above your ranks.
Except for my mutiny to save Ace.
And my complicity in said act.
Yes. Well, you both served your time in the brig, and somehow the notes on the matter seem to get lost. As long as we don't have any more incidents of the like, I'm sure they won't suddenly be found.
Yes, sir.
Of course, sir.
Anyway, as I was trying to say, the President of the United States, acting upon the recommendation of the Secretary of the Space Force, has placed special trust and confidence in the patriotism, integrity, and the abilities of both Lieutenant Colonel Connor Dannard and Second Lieutenant Denise Cox.
Oh my God?
General is fine, Lieutenant. Continuing on, in view of these special qualities and your demonstrated potential to serve at a higher grade, Lieutenant Colonel Connor Dannard is promoted to the grade of Colonel, United States Space Force, and Second Lieutenant Denise Cox is promoted to First Lieutenant, United States Space Force, effective on this day, the 3rd of July, 2020, by order of the United States Space Force. Congratulations.
Sir, I don't know what to say.
Thank you. typically works here, Dannard.
That goes without saying, sir. Thank you.
We'll do something formal when you get back.
Get back, sir?
Yes. Ever since this Rosicrucian business has started up, I've had a bee in my bonnet about Valley Forge.
Valley Forge?
Yes, Lieutenant. Where Washington's army nearly collapsed in the cold of a bitter winter and the lack of supplies, but rose through and became the foundation of our first branch of the military.
Sharan mentioned Valley Forge once as a hotspot for bogey activity.
Indeed, Colonel. If there was ever a place the Rosicrucians could do significant damage to the fortunes of the United States, it would be Valley Forge. And we know Washington was a Mason, which gives the Rosicrucians access to him through their Masonic ties.
Were there even Rosicrucians back then?
According to Calvo, they've been around since before Christ.
And we need to be sure they're not trying to change our history. It was bad enough the bogeys were doing it. Now we need to worry about what the Rosicrucians have been planning for the last 400 years. One of these two groups are trying to destroy us. We need to figure out which.
All right, folks, that does it for this free preview of this episode. To listen to the rest, join our Patreon at patreon.com/TFA Entertainment. Will the team discover a connection between George Washington and the Rosicrucians? You have to listen to find out.
You can listen to classical and brand new audio dramas through the Mutual Audio Network. Subscribe through Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, or iHeartRadio today. There's 8 different podcasts, one for each day of the week and genre, and the Mutual Audio Network broadcast feed so you don't miss a day of your favorite shows. Subscribe to Mutual Audio tonight. Good night!